Stupid Criminals. Here's another part in our series on stupid criminals. Learn how not to do it.
Feast away. An English burglar broke into a social club in Brighton. He was intending to steal music and video equipment. However, once inside, he found a chicken in the fridge. So he cooked it and ate it, washing it down with two bottles of wine. Later, he stretched out on the floor and went to sleep. Next morning, he woke up to find himself under arrest.
Dying out. When Paul Broke from Tennessee robbed a bank, he got off to a bad start. He had a slip of paper with the writing, "This is a holdup," on it. Unfortunately, the paper also had his name and address on it. Then the clerk handed him a package, telling the robber that it was full of money. However, it was really a booby trap that exploded and covered the man in red dye. He ran out of the building, trailing red dust, and made his escape on a bicycle. Police later found him at the side of the road, breathing heavily and with a trail of red dye behind him.
Frogs can swim. In Bordeaux, France, a thief in a frogman's suit walked into a bank right next to a river. He was carrying a suitcase in which he pretended to have a bomb. He got £20,000, ran out of the bank, jumped into a river and swam 2 kilometres underwater towards his getaway car. It seemed like the perfect escape. But for one thing, every time he breathed, he left a trail of bubbles. Police followed the bubbles and arrested him as he climbed ashore.
Call for help. A man from Scotland managed to break into the basement of a bank by climbing through a street-level window. However, in the process, he cut himself up pretty badly. He then realized that A, he couldn't get to the money from where he was, B, he couldn't climb out of the window through which he had entered, C, he was bleeding pretty badly. So he picked up one of the office phones and called the emergency services.